This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg and Sue Belcom. It's time for Main Street Eats.
Sue, thanks for joining us.
Yes, it's wonderful to be here again, even though we're not quite here yet, are we?
We are talking. Well, you know, normally, Sue, we're talking on the phone now, but normally we talk studio to studio. We're not in person.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. But people still will say to me, well, aren't you going to do your radio thing today? I'm like, yeah, been there, done that.
Sue Belcom joins us once a week from her farm outside of Mandan, the Root Cellars Farm, to talk about food and gardening. And one of the greatest parts of summer is how easy it is to love living in harmony with the seasons.
Absolutely.
I love yeah.
Me too. And I love vegetables, you know, like, I've been eating cucumbers, and when I thin out my garden rose, I eat what I pull out. I never throw any of that stuff away. I've got kale and beets going and all kinds of really good things. We were off to a little bit of a rocky start with the spring. You know, May had a couple of really seriously cold freezes,
yeah,
or frost, I guess. The frost is not quite as bad as a freeze, but it's been like, I've just been like, where's my garden? Where's my garden? Well, finally, the winds have died down and the sun is shining. And it's like, oh, it's just so hard to go indoors when it's like this.
You know, I listened to public radio and I heard on a story on public radio just recently that gardening has taken off this year because people are home, a little bit stir crazy,
worried about the food supply.
They got a backyard, and exactly that, the food supply, and not going to the grocery store all the time, and time on their hands, and a backyard
right.
that might need some cultivating.
Well, and that's exactly what I was thinking, dude. It isn't just me anymore. I've seen a huge increase in activity out there, whether it's a Facebook group that people are buying and selling and starting gardens. And, you know, it's always been clear in my mind that grass is a waste of resources, you know, time, energy, and water, when you could be growing food or flowers, you know. And so I've slowly been digging up our yard, and it's been a good thing. But if you're a true gardener, there isn't ever a weed that you won't stop to pull out of a planter, whether it's yours or the front of a hotel or the front of a bank. You can always tell a true gardener when they're weeding somebody else's little plot. That's a sure sign that you're hooked. And so it's a good thing, I think, that people are interested in local. But it's so funny to me how far people have been removed from the way things work in nature. So we had kind of a little test farmers market in June. And what we wanted to do was to see whether people would come and buy things from us, whether they were wearing masks, whether we needed to be a little more careful about offering coffee and cookies and things. And we had this little tiny market, and it must have been just the right weekend because there were two of us and we had so much fun. But one of the ladies that came that day, she was like, well, where's the vegetables? And I'd gotten this question before from my Facebook advertising. People were like, well, what kind of vegetables do you have? And we're like, well, it's only the middle of June. We had a very cold spring. We have greens. We have garlic scapes and we have lettuces and beet tops and things like that. But there aren't any like real major vegetables yet because it isn't time in North Dakota. And she's like, well, the farmers markets in Rapid City started in May already. I'm like, they're considerably further south than we are. Therefore, they start earlier. And their seasons are a little different.
And their climate is very different.
Oh, totally. And it varies from this side of the state to your side of the state. We have a lot warmer weather on more days than you guys do, and way more sunshine than they do in the Red River Valley. I am, however, totally jealous of your black dirt, which always looks like it's wet. Capers. I don't know how well, you guys got so lucky.
It's lake bottom. It's good old Lake Agassiz.
That's right.
We're in mid-July, so what kinds of fruits and vegetables can we look for at the farmer's market?
There's actually going to be cucumbers and radishes. There should be beetroot. There's all kinds of lettuces, microgreens, and of course, baked goods and things. And we should be coming on like Juneberry season pretty soon. One of the things that people need to understand is that sometimes it's not up to us, it's up to Mother Nature. And every time you say to yourself, okay, I'm going to grow a crap load of cucumbers and a bunch of dill, and I'm going to put together pickling kits for people. Then, of course, you get the blight, and your tomatoes are growing like crazy over here, and your cucumbers are looking at you like, yeah, you shouldn't have been banking on us because we aren't quite ready to produce for you. So there might actually be lots of peas and green beans coming up here, too, in the middle towards the end of July. But one of the other things I noticed, too, was, you know, it's not just vegetables that are seasonal. Like, you can't just go to a farmer and buy a cow and have it butchered. You know, these things take time. It takes time. It takes a whole season to raise a beef steer. Then you have to be able to get it into a butcher plant or a locker, which there aren't that many left in the state of North Dakota. At one time, there were lockers and creameries, and all of these small businesses in these small communities so that you could easily assess local food. But now we have to be really, people have to learn about seasonality about these things. Eggs, you can't buy eggs in the middle of winter because the chickens stop laying when the number of hours of sunshine goes down. You can't grow things here in the middle of winter. Although, if any of you have been out there looking at my website or Facebook, I do have a brand new super big high tunnel. And I'm so stinking excited to be able to try and grow things earlier and later in the year and making plans.
I hope you start growing avocados, Sue. Do you have plans for that?
Well, you know, I've grown lots of avocado trees, but I've never been able to get them to bloom.
I know.
And I don't know, do they need a mate? You know, like, I don't know, maybe you have to have male and female avocados in a grove in order for them to grow.
I was visiting a friend at the lake last week, and he was showing me his garden, which was cut out of the woods, basically. And he had put down this black fabric, this plastic-sized fabric, and punched holes in it. And that was really helping things grow. I mean, it was amazing the number of plants that were coming out of that thing.
Well, part of that is that black plastic will actually warm your soil up.
Yes.
And that's very helpful for plants to grow. And that also keeps the weed pressure off. Although, for those of you who know me, I'm a little bit of a lazy gardener. And I feel like, the weeds have a right to grow too in some places. Although I'm really trying hard to do a weed rotation this year, where I start in one garden and move my way through all four of them and then start back here again, at least until my plants get big. But yeah, black plastic is, a lot of farmers will use that. There's actually special equipment that will lay down a row of black plastic and build a bed at the same time. And then you can go through and you can either use a board that has holes cut in it, and you burn holes in that plastic and then you plant in those holes. I use a scissors, of course, and I cut an X in there, which isn't the most effective way to do that sometimes because you're always dealing with that excess flap there. But there's actually a drill bit. You can drill holes in as you go along and then plant in there. So, yeah, that's pretty handy. And I would imagine in a wooded area, if he has trees, that might keep the soil a little cooler than it would out in the prairie where I live. I used to use the landscape fabric to try and grow vegetables, and I don't anymore.
Okay.
There's something about it that adds to the compaction of the soil, you know, and I don't know if it's just that it doesn't allow as much air or water through it. Some of them are treated with BT so that they keep weeds down. But yeah, I used to think I was so clever there. And then one day I'm like, yeah, there's something not right here. And I did a little research and basically pulled it all up. But don't let that stop you from using that plastic mulch. You can get solar mulch, you can solar plastic, and you can get those mulches in color, like tomatoes, like red plastic. I'm not sure why, but it must reflect a certain kind of light from the sun up into the fruit. So they like that. And then it biodegrades. You can get a biodegradable mulch that works like that landscape fabric. And that is what I would recommend if you were wanting to do that in your garden.
It extends the season at any rate. Those high tunnels, that special mulch, and those vegetables.
Yep. If you don't want to invest in a $10,000 high tunnel, they're not cheap, but they are super cool. And you can build your own. You can get a conduit bender, and you can buy these 6 or 10 foot lengths of conduit at Lowe's, and they're like $3 a piece, and you can use a conduit bender, and then you stake those with rebar or whatever over your garden and cover them with something called agribond, which is a woven fabric that allows water and light to come through, but it protects your plants from bugs if you get it on early enough and there's no tears in it. And I always tent my peppers. They love it under there. It's warm and humid, and they grow gloriously and under what I call my pepper tent. So there are other ways to extend your season without actually investing a huge amount of money.
So we can enjoy summer with a farmer's market and lots of bounty. It's time.
Right, it is time. And you know what? If you don't want to go through all that work of planting your garden, go to the farmer's market and support the people that have been doing this for 30 years.
We check in with our Sue Belcom once a week for Main Street Eats. It's always a pleasure, Sue.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you, Ashley.